You're listening to SBS News.
It had been 18 months since Frank Coleman, known to friends and family as Gud, received a face-to-face visit from anyone close to him due to Long Bay Correctional Centre's strict COVID-19 restrictions. Despite this, the Brewarrina-born man spoke regularly to his family, and his partner Skye Hipwell says he appeared to be serving out his sentence in relatively good health.
For the family, this comes as a complete shock, his death. He was 43 years old. The information that we have is that there was no presenting medical issues. Justice Health had spoken to us on Friday and informed us that he was healthy. Absolutely no medical issues or health issues.
But Frank Coleman was found unresponsive in his cell on the 8th of July. Ms. Hipwell says the way in which the news of his passing was conveyed only made it harder for the family to accept.
He was found at 5:45 a.m. in the morning. We weren't informed until later that afternoon, and we weren't informed by police or corrective services. We heard it through word of mouth. That to me is unacceptable in itself.
Since then, the family says it's been left confused and without closure. Sadly, the story of Mr. Coleman's death is not unique. Close to 500 First Nations people have died in prisons and police custody since the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths handed down its findings in April 1991. Skye Hipwell again.
If they've done the crime, they shouldn't. There's consequences for that. What we're saying is that the government has a duty of care to be looking after inmates in jail. And this is the ninth person this year that has, I think even since March, that has passed away. Aboriginal person passed away in custody. That is unacceptable. We're in 2021. This is completely unacceptable. This is a government facility. There needs to be accountability.
Mr. Coleman's family want an autopsy and coronial inquest as soon as possible. The New South Wales Aboriginal Legal Service is assisting Mr. Coleman's family in their pursuit for justice and answers. Carly Warner is the CEO.
It's really crucial that the investigation, of course, keeps his family informed. You know, too many Aboriginal families are left waiting years, as I said, to get answers from an inquest.
Carly Warner says more resources are needed for the coroner's office to speed up the process, and she's calling for more community support to help bring an end to deaths in custody.
Stand with us and call for your state and territory to establish an independent body for investigating deaths in police and corrective services custody and complaints against police.
The grief is still raw for Frank Coleman's family, but his daughter Lakota says they'll cherish his memory.
He definitely was a loving man and a generous man. He made everyone smile and laugh.
Alan Lee, SBS News.